What is going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 27 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and I'm particularly excited about this episode because we get to talk about the brand new model from Koenigsegg, the Jesko. So as usual, let's go ahead and dive right into it. So like I was saying, guys, the Jesko for me is a car I'm particularly excited about. It was unveiled at the Geneva International Motor Show this year, in which there was an abundance of lists of cars that we could talk about, but I really want to talk about this one because it's just the story behind the Jesko is just awesome. Koenigsegg, like I've said before in previous episodes, I've had the very fortunate pleasure to meet him and talk to him on several different occasions. And he's just an awesome guy, just an absolutely awesome company. And he created the new Koenigsegg model, the Jesko, for his father, Jesko von Koenigsegg, as a tribute to him and his love for him of how his dad's been a part of the company since day one. So for me, just from a story aspect, like, I love the car already. I'm already sold on it. Getting to the actual car, only 125 of these beauties are going to be made. Of course, we wish there's a lot more, but that's why the car is so special. That's why it's so rare. There's going to be 125 of them made. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the specifics of the Jesko so I can tell you how mind-blowingly fast and crazy it actually is. It's going to have an all-new redesigned 5-liter twin turbocharged V8 engine. Here's what's impressive. On standard gasoline, is going to produce 1,280 horsepower. Standard. I've never even been in a car with that much horsepower. Let alone if you decide to give this Jesko E85, it has 1,600 horsepower and will give you 1,106 foot-pounds of torque. That's like unreal. I've never been in a car with 1,000 horsepower, let alone been in a car that I haven't been 200 miles an hour in a car. Now, this car has 1,600 horsepower and will project you to 300 miles per hour. What does that even feel like? I've never been 200. I want to see what that feels like. And I've never ridden in a car with 1,000 horsepower. So I want to see what that feels like. I can't even imagine going that fast. Mr. Koenigsegg, if you're listening, this is now on my personal bucket list in my life here on this earth. I want to go in your car and I want to drive 300 miles an hour. That's how crazy this thing is. Koenigsegg is saying all these things and going that fast is possible via an all new transmission, which he is calling LST. LST stands for light speed transmission. And to read a direct quote from Koenigsegg, I'm going to read it here. He says, LST comprises 9 forward gears and several wet and multi-disc clutches in a compact ultra-lightweight package. Now, LST is capable of both upward and downward gear changes between gears at near light speed, thanks to the simultaneous opening and closing of clutches that allows for totally seamless acceleration and deceleration at the same time. That LST gear change can occur in virtually zero time between adjacent gears, which is what makes it impressive. What takes LST from impressive to what he is calling evolutionary is that the shift times benefits apply when changing gears anytime if you're going forward. Long story short, it's a perfect transmission that can change gears at light speed. That's why it's called the light speed transmission. Now, in regards to the looks, it's a whole complete redesign. I mean, aerodynamically, the Jesko is meant for one thing, and that is performance and top speed. You have a brand new windshield that literally wraps around the sides of the car for better aerodynamics and, ironically, better visibility as well. You're going to have a completely redesigned rear wing, plus new front and rear splitters, and the whole car gives you a total downforce because of all the aerodynamic changes of 3,086 pounds. That's like having another car on top of your vehicle for extra downforce. That type of downforce is needed if you're going to go 300 miles an hour. Moving on to the interior, again, everything is all brand new. You're going to have a brand new infotainment system that's going to feature Apple CarPlay, pretty cool, and USBs, multiple USBs throughout the car, as well as wireless charging. You're going to have two touch screens implemented under the steering wheel for better use of the various screens without the car, in which one of them is going to be a brand new 5-inch display screen in front of the steering wheel for the driver to see everything that they need to. Of course, interior-wise, you're going to have various forms of leathers and Alcantaras for customization of the car. And a whole brand new smart wheel is going to be introduced for just the usability of all the features of the interior for the driver. You know, just listening to everything that we're talking about, the whole car is amazing. Everything is redesigned from interior, exterior, engine, transmission, aerodynamics, performance, technology in the car. It's just amazing. Everything about this car is absolutely amazing. You see, I've been looking at my laptop over here, looking at the photos. Of course, you guys have had the photos over here to check out. Let me know what your thoughts are on this car. Go ahead and let me know in the comments or shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. And ladies and gentlemen, that actually concludes episode number 27 of the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget to tune in April 29th for episode number 28, in which we're going to be talking about the difference between the OEM world for upgrades and the aftermarket world for upgrades. There's going to be a lot of knowledge dropped on that one. For if you're not aware of the difference between OEM and aftermarket, please do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Follow on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast, and Facebook, the Car 5 Podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Have a good evening. Thank you.